USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration will send its 15th aid package to Ukraine. That means U.S. taxpayers have provided more than $7 billion since the beginning of Russia's invasion. A defense official telling CNBC the U.S. coordinated a $400 million weapons package with Ukrainian officials. Before heading off to his Delaware beach house on Friday, President Biden took some time to praise the men and women of the CIA.
And have the best possible information provided, most capable, reliable intelligence community in the world. And again, not hyperbole. You are clearly the best in the whole world.
Visiting its headquarters in Northern Virginia, Biden calling the agency the bedrock of America's national security. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
President Biden is reacting to the news of an assassination of a country's prime minister.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is dead, shot with a homemade gun during a campaign speech. During a press conference, President Biden speaks on how shocking it is because gun violence is extremely rare in Japan.
This hasn't happened in Japan in decades and decades. I'm told we'll go all the way back to the late 30s and mid-30s.
Abe was a popular leader and became the country's longest prime minister. Investigators say the suspect arrested at the scene told them he was unhappy with Japan's former prime minister and intended to kill him. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Twitter's board says it will pursue legal action after Elon Musk said he is seeking to terminate their $44 billion deal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The White House is being pressed about an incident involving Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh this week.
I said peaceful protests should be allowed. We condemn intimidation, and we condemn any violence.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Kavanaugh had to leave through a back door at a D.C. restaurant for his safety. The president able to hang his hat on a positive jobs report.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. That number did beat expectations. The unemployment rate stayed unchanged at 3.6%. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Several Illinois Democrats are working on building up support to ban assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. At the same time, Governor J.B. Pritzker and state lawmakers plan to close loopholes in the state's firearm owner identification card system. This after a deadly mass shooting north of Chicago in Highland Park, Illinois, on the 4th of July. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is hinting that the league will pick a streaming service as its new host for Sunday Ticket. Sunday Ticket allows fans to watch games that aren't on their local TV stations. Goodell says the league will choose its next Sunday Ticket destination this fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.